Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box, where we turn your kitchen into a culinary playground. I'm Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a recipe that's as fun to make as it is to eat. Get ready for Chickie and Pete's legendary cheese sauce, a game changer for any snack platter. This sauce has become a cult favorite, known for its creamy texture and bold flavors. Perfect for game days, movie nights, or when you just need something deliciously comforting. And the best part? You can whip this up in your own kitchen with ingredients that are probably sitting in your pantry right now. Sizzle. Let's start by gathering our tools and ingredients. You'll need a medium saucepan, a whisk, and some measuring cups and spoons. Simple, right? For the ingredients, here's what you'll need. 1 pound of frozen French fries, 2 tablespoons of Old Bay seasoning, and 1/2 cup of American cheese cubed, 1/4 cup of milk, 1 spoon of butter, and 1/2 teaspoon of crab seasoning, and a pinch of salt. First things first, get those fries going according to the package instructions. Now let's focus on the star of the show, the cheese sauce. Over low heat, melt your butter in the saucepan. Once melted, whisk in 1 tablespoon of flour. Keep it moving to avoid lumps. This step is crucial as it forms the base of our sauce. Cook the roux until it's a light golden color, then slowly start adding your milk. Keep that whisk working to ensure your sauce is smooth and lump-free. Once all the milk is incorporated and the sauce has thickened, lower the heat and start adding your cubed American cheese. Stir after each addition until the cheese is completely melted and the sauce is velvety smooth. Final touches now. Stir in the Old Bay seasoning and crab seasoning. Give it a taste and add a pinch of salt if needed. Adjust the consistency by adding a bit more milk if it's too thick. And voila, you've just made Chickie and Pete's famous cheese sauce. Serve it up hot with your crispy fries. And here's a tip, sprinkle some fresh parsley and extra seasoning for that restaurant quality look. There you have it, folks, a simple yet scrumptious recipe that brings the essence of Chickie and Pete's right into your home. Don't forget, if you have leftovers, store the sauce in a sealed container in the fridge. It'll keep for up to a week. Just reheat gently on the stove, stirring frequently. Thanks for tuning in to today's cheesy adventure. Remember, cooking is not just about following a recipe. It's about the joy and passion that goes into creating something delicious. Until next time, keep those whisks twirling and those ovens warm. Outro music fades in. This is Ben Harper, signing off from the Simple Recipe Box. Happy cooking, everyone. Outro music fades out.